At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember, always, that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities, and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Let us now do the case study analysis for career for Sangeeta, another Gen Z girl, virtual case study. We always begin with the Panchanga, since this is your basic root personality for life, irrespective of which period you are going through, right from birth to death. Okay, so Panchanga you need to first consider with respect to how you will be performing. Not exactly performing is not the right word. How you might align with your desires and wishes and who you are in your career. Let's put it that way. So first is Panchanga, then we will go to the charts D1, D10 and analyze 2nd, 6th and 10th lords and see how this personality of yours will fit into those lords. That's what we are doing, right? So now we are in the 6th sign of Virgo. So we'll take the Virgo ascendant. Sangeeta is a Virgo ascendant. Okay, let's start from the top. Vara, Sunday, Ravivara. So this provides her a very self-confident person, radiant and naturally expressive. Sun gives her leadership potential, strong sense of identity, a desire to create positive impact. She often carries a good aura of things. Sun also provides discipline, by the way. Sun is highly disciplined. Remember, sunrise, sunset is always timed. Core traits: proud, warm, self-aware, disciplined, generous, driven to be a source of light in your community. Recognition is another thing. Discipline is another aspect of people born on Sunday. Tithi for her is Krishna Trayodashi, meaning strengths being highly intuitive, deep and emotionally mature. If you don't know what these Panchanga is, go through the playlist. It's there on the channel. Trayodashi gives you a strong sense of endings and emotional closure, making her wise beyond her years. Her valuable personal growth is quiet transformation. Everything is done in secrecy, quietness. She may appear emotionally distant or experience sudden mood dips, ups and downs. That's the weakness. Core traits: reflective, karmically mature, intuitive, subtle and inwardly strong. Her Karana is Vanija, which gives her diplomatic, commercially savvy and socially smooth approach. Vanija gives the ability to handle people, negotiations and complex dynamics with finesse. She would often find success in partnerships in business or public facing roles. Weaknesses: she might overextend herself or compromise her needs for the sake of others. Gotta be careful of that. Core traits: persuasive, tactful, relationally skilled, balanced, natural acumen in transactions and networking. Good for marketing, isn't it? All traits required for marketing. Speaking of careers, her yoga is Shukla. Shukla means white, so it's a bright one. She's bright, curious, and naturally joyful. Shukla Yoga endows her with inner clarity, kindness, and progressive mindset. She brings beauty, refinement, and harmony into whatever field she goes in. Good yoga there. Weaknesses: over-idealistic nature sometimes, inconsistent sometimes. Core traits are optimistic, graceful, light-bringing, intelligent, focused on progress and upliftment. Once again, her Karana and yoga tie in very good with marketing, but let's see the when we come to T1, T10, let's not make up our minds. Ascendant Nakshatra is Hasta in Virgo. Hasta's strength is you are skilled with your hands, detail, focus, and nurturing. Hasta gives her a precision of cleverness. Hasta people are quite clever, very detail-oriented being in Virgo, okay? So she brings care into whatever she does. Hasta Nakshatra also has a good sense of humor, by the way. Or they can get very cynical also. May become overtly critical, perfectionist, Virgo nature. Emotionally self-contained when things feel out of control. Core traits: practical, healing, hands-on kind of a person. The word Hasta means a hand in Sanskrit. Career insights. Just combining these five aspects of Panchanga. Okay, we are not yet going to D1 and D10. This reveals a personality who is a refined strategist and a graceful implementer. A personality that combines radiance, wisdom, diplomacy and precision. Therefore, she would thrive in careers which have to do with wellness and healing professions like medical support roles, physiotherapy, energy healing, herbal medicine. Hasta and Trayodashi give that aspect. Business and diplomacy, consulting, HR, branding, strategic partnerships. So Vanija blesses her with people skills and commercial instincts. Maybe even marketing there. Creative and artistic work, fashion, jewelry, embroidery, culinary design or craftsmanship. Because there is Hasta. Hasta has to do with hands, hand skills. Shukla gives the ability to thrive in skills in anything related to handiwork, literally. Leadership and community influence, education leadership, sort of a charity work, public speaking. Ravivara's solar strength gives her the charisma to lead with purpose. We should see this in the D1 and D10 if that matters. Media and communication, public relations, podcasting, like what I'm doing now, editing, voiceover work are perfect for Shukla clarity and Virgonian articulation. Let us get to the D1 and see what we get there. So let's study the D1 chart for Sangeeta. Chart is in front of you, analysis is in front of you. Let's start from the top. She's a Virgo ascendant. Therefore, her second lord is Libra, Venus. Sixth lord is Aquarius, so Saturn and Rahu. Tenth lord is Gemini, therefore Mercury. And where are they placed and what happens because of that? Let's see. So the second lord, which is Venus, has now gone to the seventh house conjunct Sun in Pisces. And it's got an aspect of Rahu coming from Cancer in the 11th house. What are the results? Remember, second house brings value system. So it brings values of harmony, diplomacy, creativity and spirituality carried into her career. Why are we talking of these aspects? Harmony, diplomacy, everything to do with the 7th house aspect. Creativity, Venus. Spirituality, because it is in Pisces. Okay? Partnerships and alliances shape her professional values strongly because Venus is in 7th house, its natural house of Libra. So there's an element of diplomacy, but it's combined with Sun. So there's a little contradiction because Sun is exalted in the 1st house, Venus in the 7th house. When you bring the 1st house guy, who is traditionally exalted in the 1st house, into 7th house, it becomes a servant of the masses, okay? Conjunct Sun adds authority, dignity, and desire for visibility in how she handles wealth, values, and professional expressions. More things can be added to that. Then there is aspect from Rahu, which extends ambition. Rahu aspect on the Sun will give a lot of ambition. Rahu aspect on Venus in the same house will give a lot of self-obsession about their sense of appearance. How she appears to the world is very dominant in her personality. Therefore, it will carry to her career and ambition also. She might even work in the government in something to do with software. Everything software and information technology is Rahu generally. Larger organization, yes, behind the scenes is more like it. Although Sun wants visibility, Sun with an aspect of Rahu wants that visibility. Her career values center on diplomacy, partnership, and creative empathy, expressed with ambition and leadership. A lot of ambition, Rahu aspect on the Sun in 7th house. But Pisces being an introverted sign, there is a little internal tussle. What about the 6th lord? Aquarius, Saturn and Rahu. So 6th lord Saturn is sitting in the 8th house conjunct Mars and Jupiter. So everything, I think 8th house, which has to do with research and analysis, wealth of others. We are talking in terms of profession here, remember. So 6th lord is gone. One of the lords has gone into 8th house. So there's a lot of aspect of research, and it's conjunct Jupiter and Mars. An aspect of Rahu from the 11th house in Cancer. How does it say that? Ignore that. That is not true for 6th lord at least. Anyway, Rahu is 6th lord in Aries. Her work style emphasizes discipline and persistence in transformative, research-driven or crisis handling. Crisis handling is also there. 8th house is very research-oriented, so they are not afraid of facing challenges. Brings themes of depth and resilience. Conjunct Jupiter gives wisdom, ethical framework, and she thrives on institutional knowledge-based service roles. So research-based knowledge is also there. And since it's Virgo ascendant, I would think she would be very good in that research. Because research requires slow, systematic work. And also, coming down to the what is there in the 6th house is Moon and Mercury conjunct, which is also the Lord of 10th. So let's come to the Lord of 10th. 6th house Aquarius conjunct Moon. So 6th Lord Depositor is sitting in 8th house, and 6th house itself has the 10th Lord with Moon. Moon as in emotions, something to do with masses, something to do with food even, and Mercury, something to do with mind. Might be a food blogger of sorts, might be doing some yoga therapy of sorts. Virgo people are very focused on their body aspects. So something to do in the health industry, but in an unconventional fashion. Maybe a homeopathy doctor, for example. You see? Mercury is 10th lord. Career revolves around service, intellect, progressive thinking. Aquarius adds innovation, reform and collective mindset. Maybe even software. Because there is Venus aspect also from Rahu in the 7th, which is the value system. Her value system aligns with doing something which has to do with emotional influencer on social media. Could be. So indicative career research fields for Sangeeta is based on natal chart. Okay, we'll get to the D10 and finally combine the analysis later in this podcast. Research and transformation, because there is Saturn, Jupiter, Mars in the 8th. Psychologist, forensic analyst, reform strategist, crisis manager, everything to do with 8th house. Institutional service, law, compliance, healthcare administration. Again, combined with Saturn and Jupiter, I think. Education and knowledge, not so much. She's not so much concerned about education more than research. This is why you have to be careful. These are all analysis from my from the AI. But you have to be careful. See, you have to use your knowledge of astrology also. Can be innovation and progressive roles. Why? Well, there is Saturn, Jupiter and Mars in the 8th and Rahu aspecting that combination of value system in the 7th, Venus and Sun. So it can be an NGO strategist, international relations, social reform and community development. I would think more of a social influencer. What do you think? If you are finding something useful, leave a comment and then we'll see. Now let's get to the D10. Now let's see a D10 chart and the analysis of D1, 2nd, 6th and 10th lords in D10 and how it functions. So we'll know the career characteristics she is as a professional. Whichever profession she eventually chooses, these are the qualities she will bring. So what are the value system she brings as a professional? Second Lord Venus from D1 has now gone to second house in Scorpio, conjunct Saturn and Ketu, like you can see over there. This gives her values are rooted in depth, resource management and transformative ability. So a lot of focus if Saturn is conjunct Venus. Venus is sitting with Saturn and Ketu. There is a transformation in the career. Saturn and Ketu is a monk and it has gone to Scorpio. There will be transformation in her career sometime. Definitely with this combination, she will change to something completely different midway in her career. She'll choose one thing, do something else later in life. Scorpio adds intensity, resilience and ability to manage hidden and complex assets. Well, it's talking second house as money and Scorpio is managing other people's money. Also, you might see there is aspect of Sun from Taurus in the 8th house, conjunct Rahu. So this 8th and 2nd push and pull is quite a bit. So she might get into finance management also later in life. She might shift her careers to something else. Saturn brings structure, discipline and seriousness to her values. Definitely slow and steady progress. But Ketu creates that cutoff. Ketu creates, detaches and sometimes she may leave one thing because she may no longer connect with whatever she is doing. This is why it is all the more important that you first see Panchanga to see who you are, what your value system personally is. Because planet will add and subtract as they pass over heavens also. Through life. Aspect of Sun from Taurus adds leadership, visibility, transformative energy. Well, that's all very nice to say. Sun in Taurus is more interested in other people's resources. Thinking about other people's resources. Sun with Rahu. Wanting that wealth of others. Okay, you can say working in insurance. 8th house with Sun and Rahu. Might want to be a leader in insurance, finance management of other people's wealth. That could also be a profession for her. Considering she's Libra and focus is on wealth. 6th Lord Saturn from D1. Now again, it's a conjunct Venus. So the 2nd Lord and the 6th Lord from D1 both are sitting together in 2nd house. So she attaches a lot of value, dedication, service, discipline, aesthetic sense to her profession, whatever she eventually chooses to. Her work ethic is grounded in persistence, resilience and focus on financial or resource-driven service. She thrives in environments that require discipline, long-term commitment. Saturn is everything long-term. Conjunct Venus, she blends diplomacy and creativity into her daily work, giving her finesse in balancing a structured, people-oriented service. Not so much people-oriented, I would say, because it is in Scorpio. Scorpio is a hidden sign. Conjunct Ketu will detach from job. When Saturn and conjunct Ketu in your D1 or D10, remember there is going to be a change in career path. to something completely different sometime in life, sometime in their career life. Okay. So this sixth lord in Scorpio brings her service style as disciplined, resource-oriented, but marked by unconventional ambition. Detachment from work, Saturn with Ketu. You might be doing work, but you might not feel very connected with your work. Thrives in finance, research, institutional service. Definitely finance or research, because you can see the push and pull between 2nd and 8th houses in her D10 chart. So just from the D10, what are the possibilities? What does it bring? Career identity is analytical, detail-oriented, service-driven, but often expressed in foreign, institutional or behind-the-scenes work. Because Mercury has gone over there. 10th Lord Mercury. Remember, it was in Gemini. This is the 10th Lord aspect. Because it is in 12th house, conjunct Jupiter and Moon, this shows career in foreign lands. When the 10th house of D1 goes into 12th house in D10, chances are it can be in foreign lands. Conjunct Jupiter adds wisdom, ethics and expansion, and also teaching line. Mercury, Jupiter and Moon in 12th may be a teacher of something in foreign lands. Eventually, she might change even if she does something else in the beginning. Conjunct Moon brings emotional intelligence and empathy. Her professional ability and identity carries sensitivity and nurturing qualities. Her path combines intellect, empathy, foreign lands, working behind the scenes, pointing to education, research or healthcare. Just think about it. Now we have the 10th Lord going in the 12th house. At the same time, in the 2nd house, there is Saturn and Venus conjunct Ketu. That's also in Scorpio. That's also hidden. So everything she might eventually do would be hidden behind the scenes. Now let us tie all the three together, D1, D10 and Panchanga. Let us conclude for Sangeeta, combining D1, D10 and Panchanga as well. I always keep the natal chart here in case you are curious, because natal chart is where it physically manifests. D10 might give you a sign of what characteristics the person brings to a career path, as well as what might happen later in life, simply something like Navamsha itself. Okay, number one, transformation and research. Yes, definitely. We just saw that 2nd and 12th Lord are very dominant for her in the D10. Why do we say transformation and research? Saturn, Jupiter, Mars in 8th in D1, in D10, Venus, Saturn, Ketu in Scorpio, Rahu and Sun in 8th. As well as Panchanga, she is Trayodashi. Karmic maturity and depth is required. Therefore, strong aptitude for psychology, forensics, finance, managing finance management, crisis management and institutional reform. Very powerful, isn't it? And remember, since she is a Virgo ascendant, there will always be a quality of selecting a work which requires routine and detailed analysis of anything. Okay, remember that. Number two, diplomacy and partnerships. Why? D1, Venus and Sun in Pisces in 7th, like you can see there, we saw that with a Rahu aspect. D10, Vanija influence, her Karana. Venus and Saturn in Scorpio with Rahu and Sun dynamics. Panchanga, Vanija Karana, Shukla refinement. Therefore, all these three combine, summarizing careers in HR, consulting, law, branding, corporate strategy or diplomacy kind of fields. Number three, service and healing. These are generics, okay? We have to see specifics of who you are, where you are in on the planet, which country, which culture you are born in, what's your social situation, economic situation. Everybody can't do everything. These are very specific. If you want a reading, get in touch with me on email. I'm already kind of booked, but anyway, you'll try. If you really need something, service and healing. Third possibility, D1, Mercury, Moon in Aquarius in 6th. D10, Mercury, Moon, Jupiter in Virgo in 12th. Remember, we just saw that in D10. Panchanga, Hasta, something to do with hand skills, nurturing, detail. Shukla gives clarity. Health care, counseling, institutional service, healing crafts are natural career path. Okay, I would put among these more as healing and counseling. Seeing Scorpio dominant as well as 12th house dominant in D10. I would put more of healthcare and counseling. What's your opinion? Give me a comment if you know something about astrology. People watching, listening to this. Leadership and public influence. D1. Sun conjunct Venus in 7th, Rahu in 11th. Okay. That aspect is there from Rahu always. Therefore, craving public recognition. Rahu aspecting Sun. D10. Sun with Rahu in 8th. Okay. Mercury and Jupiter Moon in 12th. Okay. Panchanga. She's Ravivara. Okay. She's already born on a Sunday. So there's an aspect of wanting recognition and Shukla, optimism from the Panchanga. Therefore, she might desire visibility in education, governance, international service or reform-based leadership. Final summary. Sangeeta's D1 rules diplomatic values, transformative work style, empathetic career identity. D10 trajectory, resource-driven, persistence, research-oriented, global service. See how complex the whole layer becomes when you start combining. Put all these things together. She is suited for research. I would say even healthcare industry, governance, yes. Governance, kind of. Healthcare industry, yes, definitely that is there. Diplomacy and with others, yes, that's also there. So she might shift between any one of these careers later in life because Saturn and Ketu is there together in the D10 chart. That always and invariably changes the career paths. That's the conclusion for Sangeeta. If you have some comments, if you are an astrologer looking at this, leave your comment and analysis there. I would love to know. Take care, be safe. Next one, we will take a case study of Libra ascendant. Have fun.